This is a lecture by L. Ron Hubbard given on the 4th of December, 1954. The title of this lecture is Last Lecture. This lecture is 33 minutes long, reproduced by Golden Era Productions.
I hope I've been able to teach you a little something during these mornings here, the last 2-3 weeks. Certainly clarified a few things for you, I think. And I hope that your auditing keeps on coming up in quality the way it has been. This particular HPC certification course unit contains some of the best auditors that we have had. Now, that might be in dispute to some of you who have had some code breaks or something pulled on you, but nevertheless, it's true. Your orientation on auditors in general is quite an interesting thing. You will hear a tremendous amount of talk in and around America and other parts of the world about the quality of auditors. You will hear auditors being damned and so forth, and preclers being damned, and the organization being damned. I wish you'd recognize something in all this. I wish you'd recognize something right out of the technology in which you're trained, and that is that if the world had more ARC in it, it wouldn't be in bad condition at all. And that in all these backslaps and upsets, there is simply somewhere somebody trying to cut a communication or an affinity line. And people in trying to cut these affinity lines can produce an enormous amount of chaos. They can produce further cut affinity lines. You see this? If the world were really in good shape, why, everybody would believe that everybody was just fine. You see that? The ARC would be very good. Everybody'd say, well, people are real nice. Yeah, nothing wrong with people. But the world not being in good shape, they go around saying, people, hey, oh, ah. Remember that gorgeous cartoon of the little man sitting in a box? He says, I hate people. If the world were in good shape, then our reputations would all be safe. This would be an easy thing to maintain, a good reputation. In a world which is not in good shape, nobody's reputation is safe. Now, the world was probably in worse condition a couple of thousand years ago than it is now, because a fellow came along who was doing quite a bit of good, and boy, his reputation wasn't safe, was it? Of course, he got into the hands of a government, and that's different. A government and a priesthood. you'd have to keep diving to find out which is lower in terms of organization, a government or a priesthood. But let's look at that in judging auditors, in judging actions, in trying to estimate what really did happen and so forth. Recognize that all the way across the boards we have these tremendously cut lines. You see that? Everybody hacking them to pieces. Now, if the world were in good condition, I say before, there would be no reason for an auditor. There would be no reason for Dianetics or Scientology. If everyone were capable or able in his own particular field, we would have no purpose to audit at all, would we? Yet the late Senator Taft, the Republican leader in the U.S. Senate, when I talked to him a short time before his death, had no concept whatsoever of three major problems which this country faced. And here was the Republican leader. He just had no inkling of these problems and no conversance with them whatsoever. Man had a sick wife. His attention was so distracted from government by the illness of his wife and by his family difficulties that he himself had even actually ceased to think in the field of government. He himself was engulfed simply by bad communication, illness, upset, bad advice, and mainly personal inability. Remember, this was one of the most able men in America. Just look at that for a moment. Here was one of the most able men in America. Familial situation so bad that he could do nothing for this country. He just drowned after a while. He just drowned in N theta. That was the end of it, and he died. That's all you can say about that. There is ability, isn't it? There is a question of ability. We don't think maybe of government as requiring much ability, leadership requiring much ability, and so forth. Actually, they do not require just ability. They can require ability in the people around them. Now, just as Senator Taft's wife was ill and his concern for her was pulling him down, think what must happen to a leader in any other branch of a government if he is surrounded by what we might classify as sick subordinates. Supposing everybody around him was relatively unable, supposing his ability was not of the best, and then we surround him with the disabled, people who should be able to function who can't. We got chaos, haven't we? I wouldn't know where to go in this country today if we were to reach out into the fields of business or government and choose a head for these organizations. It's a horrible fact, isn't it? I know the men who are running industry and government fairly well, personally, many of them. I don't know that I would want any of them running the HDRF down here at 507 North 3rd. There's what you're up against in the field of leadership. Unless a country has able leaders, unless something can be done about the ability of her leaders, and unless these in turn can do something about the ability of their subordinates, an entire social organism such as the United States of America hasn't got a ghost chance at a seance.
You see that?
So you see where this thing ability goes. Now, I don't pretend to be or maintain that I am a very good businessman. I'm not even vaguely interested in business, actually. Keep these organizations on the road mainly by sheer force and awkwardness. They start to fall off the road, and I say, don't fall off the road, will you? Get back on the road. And it generally gets back on the road. Once in a while, it doesn't. Twice in the last 4 years, it's utterly refused to. So I said, well, go on off the road and wreck yourself. I don't have to be in the coach still. So I sat up on the road, did what work I could do until we could get a wrecker, put the thing together again. But here the business of running an organization, the business of conducting a practice, the activities on a social strata in this society are perilously undertaken, mainly because of this thing, deficiency in ARC. The reputation of a man, no matter how well he does, is subject continually to a great deal of shredding. That is very true of an auditor. If I were to lift an ear to everybody who rushed into my office and said, John Jones has really flubbed the dub now. Auditor Jones took this poor cycle and he did this and he did this and he did this. And if I were to listen, pay any attention to this, I listen, I categorize it. I evaluate who told me in the first place. There are a few people around. If they came in and told me that John Jones did so and so, I would simply ask, who told you? and find out the secondary source, and then I would have a tendency to feel that probably something had happened. Maybe he did not throw the girl off the top of the Empire State Building, as has been stated, but he probably let her step off of a curb when she was in a dope-off. But nobody's reputation would be safe in the hands of Dame Rumor. The most maddening cross purposes set up this way. It does happen, however, that people do the darndest things. Sometimes the wildest thing will happen somewhere, and you have to do something about it, just for the security of all. But you have to make awfully sure, in the first place, that it happened. that's the main thing. Did it happen? All right, well, if it happened, and if there's some basis for this report and so forth, then it's serious enough. You have to do something about it, and we do something about it. But we conducted an experiment 2 or 3 months ago in which we canceled out a considerable number of certificates. People who well deserve to have certificates canceled out, there is no doubt about that. But do you know that the amount of upset which occurred, it was just an experiment. We took people that we just as soon hanged, and we canceled their certificates. And there were just, there were not very many of them. It's been terrifically exaggerated, the number of certificates canceled. There weren't 30. 30 out of 4 years and something around 2,500 auditors. And if you think of the amount of upset that's been occasioned by some of these people, you would say that was justified. All right. Do you know that it wasn't worth it? It wasn't worth it. Here we suspend or interrupt or cancel a certificate of about 30 auditors. Nah. Wasn't worth it. The ensuing upset, the cross currents, I thought we'd better do it before we had all kinds and lots of auditors and find out what happens. And the amount of upset was just fantastic. The amount of letters that were flying around from here to there, and there are people out there yet who are still so stuck in this, having heard that John Jones was ordered executed by his eye or whatever it got exaggerated into. There are people there so stuck in it, they haven't even noticed that all certificates of whatever kind were restored to full force as of October 1st, 1954. These people themselves have long since been sent letters saying, do you know of any reason why your certificate should not be reinstated or should be reinstated? Why, write us a letter. And then we wrote them a letter anyhow and said, well, your certificate's been reinstated. Anytime an organization with the goals and purposes of, you might say, these collective corporations, which are an organization, sends out a chop on a communication line, an enormous amount of chaos ensues. It's just all out of proportion. It gives one a good estimate, actually, the power of the organization when an action by it, sufficiently well-deserved, is yet met with this amount of chaos. Our policy is, then, to be careful who we give certificates to afterwards and leave certificates in force. That's actually what's going to happen. That's actually what's happening. Now, someone with terrific misuse and abuse of Dianetics, Scientology, something, an auditor's immediate area, yeah, he ought to do something about it. Sure, he ought to do something about it. He ought to do far better himself and ignore it. This is a principle on a social dynamic. Very interesting principle. Every time you close terminals with N theta, you are being asked to duplicate what? N theta. What do you do with an N theta line? Ignore it. Don't even bother to cut it. The more police work in which you attempt to engage in a society, the lower your tone will be, and the lower will be the tone of the society, and the more things will then come into being on which police work will be needed. The surest way in the world to get a criminal class would be to have a police force.
It's just certain.
Best way in the world. To have a group of men dedicated solely to closing terminals, see, with criminals. Those men will eventually get to a point where they will create criminals. This is very true. They will create criminals. They work hard to create criminals, these cops do. Do you know there isn't enough crime? You know, all the things wrong on the police picture in America today is there isn't enough crime. Here you have all these people all gunned up. By the way, in most countries of Earth, police, I say most countries, the most civilized countries of Earth, outside of the U.S., police do not carry revolvers and so forth. They're not armed. They might carry a billy or something like that, but they're not armed. But in this country, here's this man, he's all dunned up, he's trained, he's supposed to handle crime, and everywhere he looks, there's no crime. And he gets into a terrible state. He'll get to a point where, in handling highway patrol work, he will issue licenses to anybody, no matter how carelessly they get into a car. Oh, well, he's a driver, give him a license. What do they do that for? They have to put enough bad risks on the highway in order to stay busy. They're fighting with themselves. You'll understand that someday if you run these fighting steps in the auditor's handbook on a PC. They're creating something to fight, you see, so they're very careless in the way they hand out driver's licenses. Then they just get savage on the subject. They just licensed this person, you see, and they knew very well this person was completely temperamentally unfit to drive a car. They could take one look at this person and tell that, regardless of anything else. This person didn't even pass the written examination, and when told to make three right turns, made three left ones, and they still issue this person a license, you see. And then this person goes out on the highway and runs into somebody, and then they have a point system, and they do this, and they do that, and they have this terrific buying system, and oh man, are they efficient. What nonsense, you see. The place to catch accidents isn't who you let drive. That's a place to catch accidents. Let's take people, not even people who have had accidents. Let's just take people as they show up and let's look them over. Of course, the police aren't able enough to know this. But they would not listen to you if you went in and told them that they could choose people. I know, because they haven't listened to us. They wouldn't listen to you. You'd spoil their, you might call it a game in a sort of a debased way. You'd spoil their game for them. You mean to say there wouldn't be any accidents on the road? What would we do? So this young juvenile delinquent gets arrested by being out after curfew. You know, they have curfews and everything else in these towns. And he's now a juvenile delinquent because he's been arrested for being out after curfew. They drag him down and they throw him in the clink down there and they tell his parents he's a criminal, and any time 5 cents is stolen on the other end of town or something like that, why, the police go around and they round up all these suspects. They're just people that they have thrown in the clink for being out after curfew. Next thing you know, they got full-blown criminals on their hands. Now they give them a university education. They send them to the penitentiary where they can really run into all the know-how. These penitentiaries are crime colleges. The juvenile delinquent is just going up through a graduated course of study in the subject of crime. They make crime. The Wickersham Report is one of the most shameful things that was ever written about a country on the subject of crime. Why is this? They close terminals exclusively with error. See? They have no real intention of correcting that error. No real intention of correcting the error at all. All they want to do is close terminals with that error and punish it. Now, supposing you as an auditor were examining somebody in the field of psychotherapy in order to discover something that made it possible for you to punish this person. What does psychiatry do? They give them an interview and then they give them a shock. They find something wrong with them. The fellow is dissociating or something, so then they prescribe electric shock. They punish him. They're running that same cycle. This is something that you would have to see for yourself. No psychiatrist of whom I have any knowledge whatsoever has the goal of correcting a wrong in the individual or of restoring an ability or anything else. This is really not his goal. I haven't been able to make these fellows state why they are doing this, except I get one answer back. We want this person more quiet and more orderly. You as an auditor are attempting something quite different than has been done. You're trying to bring up an individual's capabilities at making fly on a good straight course. Not because there's something wrong with him, but because people can fly on a good straight course. You know it, and so will they eventually. You see that? Now, the funny part of it is that every time you close terminals with a psychosomatic ill and you say, I am now going to devote my time to the treatment of this psychosomatic illness, you've devoted your time to the treatment of it, all right. And as time goes on, and it goes on, you will discover for yourself, undoubtedly, you will make this error, I'm sure, as nearly every auditor does. He gets so desperate about this poor person who has lumbosis or something of the sort, he has to do something about this lumbosis, specifically at this lumbosis and so forth, and he will discover the odd thing that illness and inability and death are synonyms. It's a gradient scale of death. Illness, inability, stupidity, ignorance, cruelty, greed, voracity, these things are all right in the bracket with death. They have no life, they can generate no life, and somebody has to come along who has life to give those things any real existence or continuance. The only thing that will flow, the only thing that will communicate, the only thing that will establish an agreement and a reality is the ARC triangle. Understanding, affinity, reality, communication. ARC, life, the ability to live, the ability to be. That's the only thing which lives, is life. Now that sounds like an awfully flat sort of a statement, but it's awfully, awfully true. You have a high level of ARC. You are alive. You want to do something for somebody. Very often somebody's going to come along to you and say, you are a fool, and there is something downgraded and something bad about wanting to help your fellow man. Yeah, there must be something bad around there, but it's not you. It's the person who's telling you such a thing. Now, ARC is the only thing, of course, which communicates, which establishes reality, and which has any affinity. The only thing which can live and continue is ARC, and when you, having a quantity of, if you want to call it that, and an ability for life, go and look at death, death to that degree comes alive. You see this? You see this? So let's look at the bracket of death. Greed, lust, crime, sin, whatever you, sin. That's living in most religions today, unfortunately. You look at this bracket of unwanted things, the psychosomatic ills and all the rest of it. Look at this bracket of it. It comes to life actually just because you're looking at it and for no other reason. It could lie there and be dead for a long time. Actually, if people with life in them paid no attention whatsoever to crime, it would not continue and would have no continuance, no life, and no power to hurt. The power in the communication line always comes from the upper bracket of understanding, affinity, reality, communication. Now you understand that ARC themselves together comprise understanding. You see this? Let's take a look at this and recognize that those units of life which are alive are all that keep the units of life which aren't alive in action. You got that? Let's take this wage earner. And he's in there pitching all the time, and he's working, and he's getting things done, and he has goals and ambitions and so forth. And very often we'll find this boy completely surrounded by people who are, These people say, oh yes, well, we will help you, Henry, and it stops at talk. So, yeah, that's the end of it. They just say they will. Then he goes on expecting this to happen. He'd be far better off if nobody ever offered to help him, you see. They're alive because he's working. They're alive because he's doing. They're alive because he has goals, dreams, and plans for them. And if he did not keep them alive, they'd die. Just actively that. They have two choices. They can either slide off to somebody else who does this and fool them for a while, or in the absence, however, of any life paid to these individuals, if you could say that, in the absence of any life paid to them, they would die, wouldn't they? Well, the same way with psychosomatic illness. It is only the attention of what light is left in the pre-clear centered upon this psychosomatic illness which keeps this psychosomatic illness alive. The only reason it's alive is because something around there is alive. And it is relatively less alive than what is keeping it alive. You understand that? So that if you come up the line on ARC with a preclear, on ability and so forth, if you come up the line with him in the direction of ability and so forth, somewhere you're going to have to make a very sharp decision that you're going to take his attention off of a great many of these conditions he's kept talking about, you see, because you're going to make him so alive that these things are actually going to practically burn him down like a forest fire. Why does a preclear suddenly turn on a somatic that he actually can't stand? You know, he all of a sudden blows the session, he quits, he doesn't want anything more to do with processing. Did you ever have a preclear do this? Well, he all of a sudden hits a charge he feels that's going to really explode. How does that charge have any force whatsoever? How does it have the slightest force? Just exactly in relationship to the ARC and life in the individual. And you as a preclear or as an auditor will be able to keep tallies on this. You can see this happen. The individual comes more alive. And by golly, his engrams will get more alive, too. You see that? He starts to get more alive, and the next thing you know, somatics start snapping and popping all over the place. Boy, wham, see? How can these somatics come to life? How can anything come to life there? Well, it's a very simple thing. You've just brought the preclear into a higher level of life. So let's make very adequately and amply sure that we are not specifically processing in the direction of death. Let's make sure that we aren't keeping our attention all the time on death. Let's take a look at the existing ability of the preclear and increase it. Let's take a look at the existing ability of the society and increase it. And if you do that with the preclear, you actually are processing with a minimum of somatics. That's not very dramatic, but it's very effective. This fellow is pulled out of it without concentrating on the somatics. Therefore, we do not specifically process a psychosomatic. We simply process the individual to make him more able. As long as we do this, as long as we use these various processes that we have, two-way communication makes him more able in the field of communication. Elementary straight wire makes him more able in the field of memory. 8C opening procedure makes him far more able in the general field of living in this universe. Opening procedure by duplication specializes on his communication and rises up with a higher level of beingness. And remedy of havingness and spotting spots in space makes him more capable of locating things and having things and being things all at once. But at all of these steps, we've made him more able. We have increased his ability. And every time we said we will use all we know and all we can do to increase his somatics, that's just exactly what we'll do. Anytime we say, well, we'll process this fellow's broken leg, we didn't make it more able. We took the pain out of the broken leg. It's a very weird thing. You'll get everything concentrated on the broken leg. The broken leg will come to life. You'll have some lovely somatics. And if you're concentrating on the break, it won't get well. It'll just confirm. Why? It is pulling the life of the individual out into that broken limb. And that's what's happening. Process to increase ability, and you win. Process toward death, or to eradicate death, or to eradicate crime, and you lose. Follow me? So therefore, it's completely fruitless to cancel a certificate, isn't it? It's completely fruitless to worry about the ill of the society when you can raise its ability. It's completely fruitless for you to close terminals with a great deal of N-theta in order to correct it. Somebody comes up to you with a wild rumor, bad news, says, well, Ron just shot Eisenhower or something. See, I mean, any kind of a rumor of this character. They just put Ron in an insane asylum, something like this, and you say, well, this is real nutty, so what we'll do with this person is, you know, we'll set him straight. Oh, look, the only person present that has any life in him is you. You follow me? The only way this thing can really come to life any more than it is you. One of the more interesting ways to do is go on the upper harmonic of such a statement, which is the ridiculous, the fantastic. Tell them suddenly, you know, you and I just discovered something here. We're both standing on the moon. ARC flows and communicates. M theta flows and communicates just to the degree that ARC is invested in it. And when you remember this and know this well as an auditor, when you've seen this work out as an auditor, boy, will you be an auditor. Thank you.